Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
97471.
97471.
Yes, ma'am.
First and last name, please.
Elizabeth Wiley, I received something saying, thank you, your order is processing, your receipt email's on the way. I haven't received that. But you're sending me something you're not charging me for, except you're charging me $7.45 for shipping. I don't know what Procaster Plus is. I didn't order it.
Well, we
so
have
this
more
needs
to
be canceled. Whatever it is, it needs to be canceled.
Okay, so we have more than 300 companies now, one more than 300 lines. But to assist you, we have to log in account first. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, this is Elizabeth Wiley. Your notice says it says order receipt, but there's no order number on it, and my customer details are not given either. It's from massivebigdealstoday.com. And at the top it says Procaster Plus, which is why I looked you guys up. The only way I could find a phone number. And I really don't want any items processed or shipped or being charged for shipping for something that I didn't order. I just moved to a smaller place. I don't need more stuff.
Repeat the last name one more time.
Wiley.
Okay.
Lie.
What is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
For security purposes, I'm not sure why you need that. The zip code is 97471, and I believe I'm the only Wiley in residence in that zip code.
But we don't know that. I'm sorry. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
No, ma'am, this is beginning to smell a little bit funny when there is minimal information given, except that I'm being sent something I don't know what is, it's not defined, to billing and shipping address, which are not stated, being charged shipping for it. It all sounds, I'm sorry, you may be a very legitimate business, but it all sounds a little bit scammy, and I don't give out my personal information that easily.
Okay, so advise your financial institution to give us a call so they could confirm that we're billing you, ma'am.
I beg your pardon, I didn't understand
Advise your financial institution to give us a call so they could confirm that we're billing you.
I can't tell which one you're billing. This is just a notice saying it's
sent
and you're going to...
We have more than 300 companies, more than 300 lines. We don't
provide any... Oh, you're a processor. You're a processor then. I'm sorry. I thought you were the company.
We have more than 300 companies, ma'am, more than 300 lines. Advise your friend in your institution to give us a call, please.
Yeah, if I can figure out what company this is, like I say, there's very little information on this thing. I may have to just wait till I get a charge and then contest it. But thank you anyway. I'm sorry. I thought you were the actual company since your name was listed at the top for processing. I didn't realize you were just the processor. Sorry, I didn't mean to shoot the messenger.
Give us a call back with your financial institution. At the moment, I will be moving on to my next call. I apologize. Thank you for calling customer care, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.